Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Well, the Shepparton Albanian Harvest Festival coming up on Sunday, the 20th of March, is just one of the exciting things that is currently happening in the Albanian community, the local Albanian community at the moment. So to bring us up to date on all things Australian Albanian, I'm joined in the studio by Reg Quamal. Good morning, Reg.
Good morning, Therese. How are you?
Don't call me Therese. People only call me Therese when they're angry with me.
I'm not angry with you.
I'm sure you're not. So over the weekend, you had a mosque revamp opening as well.
Yes, we did. The first mosque built in Victoria has gone through a 7-month renovation, and we were very excited to have it reopened on a Saturday morning.
So dating back to the 1950s.
Absolutely, yes. It was actually... The structure dates back to the 1950s, but it was opened in 1960.
And really, you've always pushed, well, recently anyway, really pushed that it is a mosque from, you know, of many people from different national and cultural backgrounds.
Absolutely, yes. So the Shepparton Albanian Muslim Society Committee administers the mosque, not only do we welcome Albanians to the mosque, but all nationalities come along and actually use the mosque as well.
And it's very much a community centre as well as
absolutely
a mosque.
Yes, it is. Yes, and we've updated the community centre as well.
So what have you actually done in this revamp?
Every wall has been removed and replastered, a new carpet, new paint, new lighting, air conditioning. Look, we went through the whole place. It really hasn't had a revamp since it was actually built.
And that was funded by your community?
The majority was funded by the community and also by the state government in Victoria. We applied for a grant and we were successful with that, which really kicked off the funding. So without that funding, I dare say it would still be on the drawing boards.
Well done. And you've got the Harvest Festival coming up.
Yes, on the 20th of March this year, change of location. We're at the Queen's Gardens due to the
vaccination hub.
Vaccination hub. That's yep. Right. Yes, he's still at the showground. So
you don't want to have a festival there.
No, not at all. But I think we're going to
testing as well. So no. Stay away from there.
So I think it should be good. Something different. We just pray for good weather. And if we do, it's going to be a great day. It's been a little bit challenging trying to put it all into the Queen's Gardens, but it's worked out well. And the community's got right behind it. So we're looking forward to that.
That'll be a great venue for it, I think.
I think so.
And actually make it a little bit more visible.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people are saying, how's it going to work there? So, I sort of thought that too. But once we sort of went through the nuts and bolts of it, how it's all going to work, we got the music shell there as well. And Wendy Lovell and Kevin Hicks have allowed us to use the back of their properties there, so we can have all our food stands and fruit stands. And so that's going to work out well. Yeah,
I'm sure it will. Sunday, March the 20th at the Queen's Gardens, as Reg just said, from 11 o'clock. Albanian food, fruit and vegetables, direct from farmers. And you have been doing this for more than 20 years as well.
Yes, it has. Yes, it's been going for quite a while now, probably 25 years now.
So you're the president of the Shepparton Albanian Muslim Society, and I see you're saying that you'd like to attract a more diverse crowd.
Which we have been, yeah, over the last 5 years. It was basically a closed event to the Albanian community, but some 5-6 years ago, we said, let's just open up this to the general public, which we have, and it's been great. I mean, with all the Albanian food, I mean, we've been here for over 100 years, and the committee said, we need to open this up. There's lots of other festivals out there, and the community's been here for quite a long time, so it's been accepted quite well.
So the other interesting thing happening in your community is the premiere of the film Australia, My Home, and Albanian Migration, which you have really been the driving force behind, and you had a bit of a premiere at the Village Cinemas recently.
We did. It's been a long time coming, and we had our first special screening on behalf of the Shepparton Albanian Harvest Festival. I put it on. The director and myself gave the film to the committee as a fundraiser. And it was sold out, and it was actually its first screening in a cinema. This has been it's been on the cards, on the drawing board, sort of, for the last 4 years. And due to COVID, we sort of like took a while to get it all finished, but it's finished now. And currently it still is doing the film festivals throughout the world, and successfully won some awards, and it's been got accepted as a screening in the actual International Film Festival in Albania, in Perth, the International Multicultural Film Festival in Perth, a few in America, and it continues to do that.
It's got a few Shepparton stars.
It has.
Would you like to name any of them?
Yeah, sure. Riddy Ahmed is one of the protagonist. Yep. I always find that hard word to say.
Just one of the stars.
One of the stars, and he was a star. Ilita Wymer was in there as well, and there were some people also. Yeah, they were the two from Shepparton. Zanette Hassan-Colley was in there as well. They were great, and it was quite interesting because a lot of the protagonists really didn't know. They filmed this back in 2019, so they really didn't know what the film was going to be about.
How
it was going to turn out. And I was pretty nervous on the night, but look, the crowd, they loved it. Yeah, so the feedback was really good.
And it's essentially, I guess, documenting that bittersweet experience that migration is. I mean, you might love your new country, but there's also a sadness that I guess many of the Albanians that came out thought they were coming out temporarily, didn't they?
Well, it does, yeah. I mean, it does examine the strengths of our culture, in the complete assimilation, and how the preservation of the identity helped shape vibrant modern Australia today. So, look, they tell their stories, and at Australia, some of the beautiful areas, Ayers Rock and through the centre of Australia, Cooper Pedy, and that all sort of shows on the actual documentary. And the documentary is designed for a worldwide audience.
So we might have to wait a little while to see it in Shepparton again. Maybe you'll have another screening.
Well, I think
premiere
so.
Was sold out.
It was sold out. People asked, when's the next one? When's the next one? So, look, it was never designed really for cinema. It was designed for television. I mean, our ultimate goal would be someone like SBS or the ABC to pick it up. If they don't...
Perfect for SBS.
Well, it'd be good. It ticks all the boxes. So it'll continue to do the festivals around the world at the moment till probably about... August this year.
How long is it, by the way?
I guess for an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, so a normal size, normal length.
Yeah, so and there's been asked that we may do a screening in Melbourne and one up in Sydney. And then once that's done, it'll end up on a platform as an Amazon and YouTube, and people will be able to download it.
But if people are interested, they can have a look at the trailer on YouTube, I guess. Just Google Australia My Home and Albanian Migration. And before I let you go, we just need to remind people about the Harvest Festival, Sunday the 20th of March from 11 a.m. Anything else we need to know about that? Traditional Albanian folk dancing, Albanian food.
Lots
sounds
of
delicious.
Food. Yeah.
Basically food, fun.
Yeah, it's a great day.
All right. Thanks so much for bringing us up to date, and we'll see you around the traps, Reg. That's Reg Kwamal. Thank you very much for bringing us up to date with what's happening in the local Albanian community.
Thanks for having me on your show. Thank you.
This is a message to all those unsinkable guys out there. You don't need to swim between the flags. Ignore those warning signs. Don't check the weather. Hop in your boat, have a few drinks, and jump in anyway.
Too right, yeah!
You might think you're unsinkable, but 4 out of 5 drownings are men. No one's unsinkable. Rethink taking risks around water. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Station sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
We all want to shop local, but it can be hard to find a good local trades business that really cares enough to solve your problems fast and with a smile. Jason's TV offer in-home service and can help you with all TV-related problems, from reception issues to needing a new TV. Jason's Pest Control will have your home pest-free in no time. Look past the national franchises, as the local guys are looking forward to your call. Jason's TV 0403 688 666 or Jason's Pest Control 1800 599 699.
1FM sponsor.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning. or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.